We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to Public File. I'm McAngeline, and my guest for this segment is Henry Chang, National Executive Director for the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association, also known as APAPA. Before we get into what's been happening for APAPA, Henry, why don't you let the listeners know what it is you do and then what's your prior experience prior to joining?
Sure, Mickey. So I'm the National Executive Director over 42 chapters across the country. But before I was the National Executive Director, I was a volunteer back in 2010. I got kind of lured in by their voters forum, which they do on an annual basis, or we do on an annual basis. And then shortly after that, I was asked to join the board or elected to the board for the Sacramento region. And then a few years after that, I was the chapter president for the Sacramento region. So, and now I'm the National Executive Director, so kind of going from one step to the other.
That is amazing. Oh, I love it. And let us know, what is APAPA's and its mission?
So our mission is to advance Asian Pacific Islanders through increased leadership and civic engagement.
I love it. Especially for this month, with it being American Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And so what has the organization been involved in recently? Did you have any big events you would like to share with everybody?
Oh, goodness. We have been busy. We've been busy, Mickey. So we did our Unity Against Hate rallies recently. And this is really to support Atlanta spa shootings. We did that like a few months ago. We also did something last month in Washington, D.C., which was a really amazing event. It was the 80th anniversary of the Flying Tigers.
Oh.
If you don't know that story, it is that there were American airmen that volunteered in China to protect the Chinese citizens against the Japanese Air Force back in, you know, before World War II. So that was amazing. So we got to see some gentlemen speak. They're over 100 years old and talked about their experiences defending the Chinese against the Japanese. So that was neat.
I just got chicken skin hearing you describe that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was an amazing event. We were at the National Aerospace Museum in Virginia and got to see one of the actual planes that they used to defend the Chinese. So I think it's timely. I think it's symbolic. We had the Chinese ambassador there. So just a really good evening. And then just last Wednesday, we did our AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Celebration, had three of our closest friends and just celebrated Asian American history, celebrated the legislators that have supported our K-12 history initiative. So just a fantastic night.
So many wonderful things. That is so great. So, okay, and going forward, what is on APAPA's action agenda right now? You've got something really important happening, don't you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's always happening. So we got, we're looking at several more states that we're going to be starting up new chapters, like Michigan, Hawaii, Virginia. I think the list goes on. So looking at Maryland, Minnesota, and also Virginia. So we're definitely expanding. We're currently at 42 chapters. Of course, we're working on our K-12 history initiative that has passed the California Senate at this point as of last Monday. So very, very, very proud to announce that. And now, and then in September, we have our National Leadership Summit that will bring all of our chapters together on September 15th through September 18th.
So many important things. And going back to that, you mentioned the K through 12 History Initiative, the SB 1363, because that just recently was updated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So just to give you the updates and the background, this is a grassroots initiative with our community. We had over 65 organizations in California support this. And we also had 2,500 letters to elected officials supporting this bill. But as of last Wednesday, it actually passed the California Senate, went passed it through flying colors, 25-0. I think there are a couple of people abstained, but that's okay. We still passed it. I think it's historic. Next step is to go through the assembly, which we hope to have this done in the next few months. And I hope to have this bill passed by September before our National Leadership Summit. So that's our goal. Hopefully the assembly cooperates, but we're all crossing our fingers. But we got a lot of support on both aisles, from the Republicans, from the Democrats. I think this is just historic. I think it's great for the AAPI community, especially for Asian History Month, for the anti-Asian hate. Our goal is really to educate our community about the contributions of Asian Americans in California since the 1800s. So that's exciting to have taught in our schools. It's a recommendation. It's not a mandate, which is, I think, it's a much better way to do this bill. So our hope again is to stop or educate our youth to hopefully prevent or reduce anti-Asian hate.
I agree. Especially here in Sacramento, there is such rich history involving Asian Americans that is not included in public school system, and thanks to SB 1363, we will finally have that. Have you gotten, you received any community engagement in support of the bill?
Oh, absolutely, Mickey. We've, like I mentioned, this is a grassroots community effort. We have over 65 organizations that have signed on to support this. We have folks from like the OCA, NAACP, gosh, the list goes on. So there's quite a few people to name off here. We have a diverse community that are supporting this bill.
Beautiful. Now, if you're just joining us, you are listening to The Public File. I'm Mickey Angeline, and I've got my guest here with me this morning, Henry Chang. He's the National Executive Director for the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association, also known as APAPA. And we're discussing the celebration, of course, historical passing of the Senate Bill 1363. Now, in continuing with this conversation, have you received support outside of California? And where are you looking to pass the next K-12 history initiative? Or is that already in the works?
Oh, it's already in the works. So we've worked with other states. So I was just in Michigan a few weeks ago to speak with the governor, the attorney general, and several senators to talk about bringing the K-12 initiative in Michigan. We're talking to folks out of New York, out of Virginia, out of Hawaii as well. So we'll see which one goes first, but goes next. But the reason we focus on those states is because there's a large API demographic, as well as a large API representation in the legislators. So that's where we're gonna be focusing next, but we won't stop till we get all 50 states, Nikki. So
I love it.
Right now, there are only two states that have passed it, Illinois and New Jersey. So we have a lot of room to grow and a lot of room to go and get this bill passed throughout the nation.
You don't understand how excited I am hearing about this right now. It's so long overdue. Next question I have for you, how are you working to achieve the other aspect of your mission, which is advancing AAPI community through leadership development?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for asking it. So we have had an internship program for over a decade. I think that's where we really fulfill our mission into increasing leadership and civic engagement. But we host about 250 interns throughout the U.S. on an annual basis, and that's nationwide. So we actually place our interns with legislators, and they get the work and see the inner workings of the government. I got one story to tell you really quick, but we had one intern, actually, she was a UC Berkeley student, single mom at that point. Unfortunately, she was left her spouse because of domestic violence, but she was living in her car and she was going to Berkeley, and she took our internship program because she needed that stipend to just, pay for baby food and diapers. Well, right now, because of that, I think we changed kind of her life trajectory, and she is the current Oakland Councilwoman, and the first Hmong woman to actually be in the Oakland mayoral race. We're very, very proud of her.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for sharing that. What an important story, especially as representation, knowing that regardless of your struggles, you know, to persevere like that. And that's definitely a unique situation for her to have been in. And how wonderful for you to have this internship program for her to be a part of. That's incredible. Besides this one, you know, have you seen success in the aspect of the leadership development going forward? And do you have any other examples to share?
Oh, gosh, we have two interns that are working for the headquarters office. We have several interns. I think there's a lot of stories that are working for legislators, that are going for positions in our government. I mean, I know when I started back in 2010, there were just a handful of Asian American legislators. I know at this point, there are quite a few more legislators out there. And I think the governor is actually working with us to appoint appointees based on the current census. So I know that there's been a huge increase in Asian Americans across the board. So that's something that we're looking forward to do in our government affairs committee, to have our appointments reflect our current population percentages.
The word representation gets used so often, but it's important to say, you know, we never know. We as, you know, I'm Filipino, so it's just, to be able to see others like me in positions of success and power and helping shape our country and helping, you know, with education for the young ones coming up is so vital. So with that, you mentioned that. What is APAPA's Government Advisory Council, right? You do have that. What is it they do?
Thank you for touching on that. I think I jumped ahead of myself here on the questions. But our Government Advisory Council.
No, that's okay.
So as APAPA, we're a 501c3, we're nonpartisan. So we can't endorse any candidates. But here's a little loophole. We are not, this is what we can do, is we can endorse appointees, so governor appointees. So that's something that we can definitely do. And we've had a lot of success doing that. We just got a gentleman onto the California Acupuncturist Board. Previous to that, we got a gentleman on the governor's API commission. So we're very proud of that group, and they meet regularly to review applications, to make recommendations. So those guys are a very active group.
My goodness, you have so many vital nuggets you've been sharing all morning. It's like I'm glad we're recording this so I can go back later and research. For those who are curious about how they can be a part of it, first share what are your goals for the next few years with APAPA and if you have any big events coming up.
Yeah, so our goals for APAPA is to continue to grow our chapters nationwide. With 42 chapters right now, we're looking at being in every state in the U.S., so we're about halfway there and looking at ourselves as growing. We're going to continue our K-12 initiative. I know this California is going to be the third state in the U.S. to get this passed. And we got 47 more states to go. So I'm very excited about doing that with my team. And then in September, we have our 21st anniversary to celebrate APAPA's founding. So we'll be looking forward to that and gearing up here in the next 4 months.
Oh, I will be there for that for sure. And then so with all these great things happening and, you know, with... You're saying California is going to be the third state, and we've got several others more, which means a lot of work ahead of us. And those who are interested, can others become a part of it? And if so, how would they sign up or find you on the internet and whatnot?
Yeah, we'd love to get extra. We'd love to get people to volunteer, kind of like I did 12 years ago. But please come to www.apapa.org, and there's ways for you to sign up for our newsletter, to, you know, how to get involved. Please come to our website. We'd love to include you and have you join our movement.
Yes, definitely. Newsletters are the way to go. I mean, I love social media, but often with the algorithms, you can miss things. But newsletters are, they come weekly, they come monthly, and they definitely keep you in the know. Yeah, that's, you've unleashed so many great things. Is there anything we haven't covered yet that you would like to share about APAPA's mission and events coming up before we wrap up this interview?
The only thing I'd say is we're doing a rally on June 25th in D.C. to honor Vincent Chin's murder. So this gentleman was actually murdered 30 years ago in Detroit because some laid-off auto workers thought he was he was a Japanese auto worker, and they took his job. But unfortunately, that was not the case, and they murdered him, and they were not really punished. It was just like a slap on the wrist. So we're going to be going to a rally in D.C. we're looking forward to that in June.
That's a very important event. You know, I'm right there with you. It's it's the hashtag, right? Stop Asian Hate, and it's a continuing thing that happens. You know, it's and so that's part of it too. It's protesting, it's marching, it's making the phone calls, it's donating the money, it's just showing up and being that presence. So, you know, thank you for your organization for being a part of important things like that and for sharing that. And I want to thank you so much, Henry, for taking the time to speak with us here on Public File here at Odyssey. I look forward to attending your events in, you said September, correct? The anniversary?
Absolutely. Yeah, please join us. We'll look forward to having you.
And so that's www.apapa.org if you would like to find the future events, if you want to sign up and become a part of it, volunteer, you know, get boots to the ground and help out the organization. My name is Mickey Angeline. This is Public File for Odyssey, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.